Hey there, Sharon Reynoldson here. Let's talk about leveraging strategic acquisitions, buying other companies for a particular reason, and how we can use them to supersize and grow your business. Been involved in acquisitions, both in corporate America, as in my company was going out and buying strategic acquisitions, strategic companies to help us get certain capabilities, certain skills, certain technology, to align our customer base, to expand our customer base, to enter new markets, as well as on the side of being acquired. I've had several businesses that have been acquired by other organizations. So I've been on both sides of the negotiating table, as well as I've experienced being acquired as well as acquiring other businesses. And we'll talk quickly about the four key components to a good strategic acquisition, but what the heck's the difference between a strategic acquisition and any other acquisition? Sometimes a strategic one means it's part of our business growth strategy and we are intentionally going out and seeking organizations to acquire that will help us in some way to grow, build, expand, reach more customers, enhance our brand. We've got a strategic reason for acquiring certain types of entities and organizations out in the marketplace. Usually acquisitions, people just think of, oh, we're just acquiring it for financial reasons. If you think of the real estate industry or any other industry, a lot of times, and my son and I right now are fascinated with M&A roll-ups, mergers and acquisition roll-ups, because we've seen it. I've seen it my entire life where one company or one industry will go out and one individual and it will buy up a whole lot of other. We see it in funeral homes. We see it in healthcare. We see it in elderly care. We see it in just about every industry, you know, trailer parks, motor homes, storage units. They'll go and they'll buy a whole bunch of them to increase the size and the control they have in different marketplaces to help them grow and expand and supersize. It's an incredible strategy for supersizing your business. But I think it's more powerful if we strategically acquire organizations than if we just go out and buy up a whole bunch of the same. Now, the advantage of buying up a whole bunch of the same is you already know the industry, you already know the processes and procedures to simplify. And so you can get an economy of scale pretty quickly by doing it that way. But how do we unleash the power of strategic acquisitions? Well, number one, like anything else, we do our homework. We study the company or possible target companies based on what thing we want to enhance in our business. If we want to expand into other markets, we're going to be looking at different things than if we want to get a particular piece of technology or a capability that we don't have. And I'll give a couple examples of strategic acquisitions that we all know of at the end. But we want to first look out, do some research, and go find out what kind of companies we want to target. We want to usually look for complementary assets, capabilities, or capabilities we don't have that we want to acquire, and customers. Do they have and speak to the same customer base that we do, and will we be able to grow and reach more customers by aligning with them, by actually buying them and taking over? Part of the theory behind acquisitions is that by merging entities together, you can create synergy. Remember, 1 + 1 is greater than 2. Well, the same applies when we do mergers and acquisitions. We bring in other things, but it also allows us to get rid of a lot of redundancies and things that companies are both doing on their own. Now, a lot of them, and I've been part of this, the personnel's changes. Sometimes we don't make it through the acquisition. I was two of the corporate businesses that I work for were acquired while I was working for them. And of course, I ended up not being one of the people that stayed. I guess I was glad because I moved on to different opportunities. So the second thing we need to do whenever after we target companies is do our due diligence, right? I'm a huge believer in doing your homework and doing your research. We need to know all about their financials. We need to know about their operational processes, procedures, and efficiencies. And will they meld with ours? Or it becomes very challenging being on the other side of acquisitions when we acquired certain companies, both in the private sector as well as in corporate America. There are challenges that come, usually having something to do with people, not with processes so much. We just go, okay, which process is giving us the best results? That's the process we're going to go with. People are another story. We have to look at legal compliance, regulatory compliance. Is the company that we're acquiring? And sometimes we strategically purchase them because they're not doing a good job at that. And we know that we can put the processes and systems in place that will help them and make that part of the business go and grow much better. And we want to look for any type of potential risks. You know, I guess it falls under legal, but are they subject to some kind of a legal action that, or a, do they have a culture that doesn't appreciate or involve diversity or anything else that might give us trouble down the road? Then, of course, the third part of the process is negotiating and structuring the deal. There are infinite ways to structure deals when it comes to acquisitions, but you have to consider things like the purchase price. What's it going to cost up front and over the long term? What is the post-acquisition plan? What's the transition and the post-acquisition plan going to look like? And then any regulatory and legal issues that might be of concern. Depending on the size of your organization, you might have a whole lot of attention coming down on you if you start to acquire too many, and it happens a lot in mergers and acquisitions, trying to acquire too many companies too quickly. That makes other people nervous, usually your competitors, and then they let the authorities know, and all of a sudden you're under all kinds of scrutiny. And then finally, the fourth part of the process is implementing your post-acquisition integration plan and putting that in place and integrating, because that in the mergers and acquisitions industry is where you really see the benefits of acquiring other businesses. Unlike I've always said, and I still say in real estate investing, you make your money when you buy, because you already know in advance what your exit plan is going to be. Most businesses don't do that. They don't buy with an exit plan in mind. Some do, but the vast majority don't. But that's where we'll see the actual benefits and the synergy come into play when we do acquisitions. So what are some examples of strategic acquisitions that you've probably heard of and have been really, really successful? First one that pops into my mind is Disney's acquisition of Pixar Animation Studios in 2006. And they strategically went out and purchased Pixar. A lot of the reason was probably because Pixar was blowing up with their storytelling and their animation technology, and Disney wanted to stay the leader in animation. And so they purchased Pixar, and they had a bunch of blockbuster movies, and they continued to as they joined forces, and it made both of them, I got goosebumps, it made both of them super duper successful. And the other one that comes to mind almost immediately is Facebook's acquisition of Instagram. It gave them access to mobile technology, mobile apps. It gave them access to content types that they weren't terrific at before. So they got a lot of technical capabilities by buying Instagram that Instagram was awesome at. And that was in 2012. And you know, they are, you know, virtually the same company. They're all under the Meta umbrella now. But that's another one that just comes to mind. So love to know your experience with mergers, not mergers and acquisitions, with acquisitions. Mergers are another story, but a similar story. With acquisitions, have you been on either side of the acquisition game, and how do you feel about it? Share your experiences with all of us. We can learn together. That's it. I personally am really excited and curious about acquisitions and strategic acquisitions in particular right now. All right, have an awesome day, and I'll of course be with you tomorrow.